So let's move on to another Bloomberg story. This one is about some future Tesla announcements in the near future about the Model 3 and the Model Y. Now, Elon Musk he's a little more revealing about what he's got coming down the pipes. The Model 3 sedan will be unveiled in March, and I guess pre-orders will start right away. What else do we know about the next Tesla?
It's going to be a sedan, a slightly smaller sedan, kind of a lot like the Model S. It's going to have fewer bells and whistles, and you know, it's going to be an all-electric car, of course. The biggest thing is that it's going to be $35,000, which is, you know, half the price of the Model S, basically. I mean, that's huge. I mean, this is like a Ford or a GM or a car that, you know, regular people will actually be able to afford. I don't know if they're going to be able to make enough of them and make really any by 2017, which is when they're expected to start production. But this could be a huge, huge deal for the auto industry.
Yeah. I mean, it's $35,000 before government incentives, so it will even be less. And that is on par with the Volt. I always get the Volt. No, the Bolt. The Bolt, which is also the same range, 200-mile range. That's a Chevy. So, and I think it was about $30,000. I can't really recall, but it was reasonable like this. As low as $30,000 after the tax credit. So maybe around the same price. So why would you get a Chevy when you could get a Tesla?
Seriously. Yeah. I mean, this like will expose, you know, the Tesla mentality to potentially millions more people, and they'll really see why. I mean, it's not going to be a luxury, you know, a hyper luxury car like the S was, but it's not going to be a clunker either. I mean, Tesla, you know, they have a certain aesthetic, and they're, you know, average Joes will be exposed to this concept of like your car is constantly getting better through these over the air updates that are getting pushed to the car, you'll have, I'm sure, like a huge iPad screen in the center console with all these great media and entertainment options. And, you know, I mean, this is really has the potential to change the industry.
And I guess it's going to come out in 2017, and presumably it will come with whatever autonomous features have already gone over the air. I don't know if it'll have different autonomous features than the more expensive versions of the Tesla will, but I mean, from what I read, that it'll come with a lot of the stuff that already is, you know, the summon, being able to like be inside your car and inside your house and summon your car from your phone, you know, and just all the things that that we will see in the future that Tesla drivers are already seeing and that are really frightening when you see them on YouTube, but probably relatively safe and safer than me driving home.
Maybe. I mean, they actually rolled back some of the autonomous features that they had initially rolled out widely to the Model S, just because, you know, the software wasn't ready and the world isn't ready. I think there was some blowback after some of those YouTube videos came out and people were, you know, very publicly breaking the rules of how you're supposed to operate. I mean, you're supposed to keep your hands on the wheel the whole time, but you don't have to. So, I mean, that's kind of the promise of this whole thing. So I would imagine that there will be some version of autopilot in the Model 3. We don't really know one way or the other. But I would still bank on all of the cutting edge features like the turbo mode and all that stuff finding their way into the S and the X before, or if ever, they find their way into the 3. I mean, it's really going to be a lower-end entry-level model, but even the low-end Tesla is better. I would imagine it would be better than a lot of the cars on the market today.
And what do you know about the Model Y? That's allegedly a Model 3 sedan crossover. Do you know anything about the Model Y?
Yeah, I mean, there's less visibility into that vehicle. It's sort of going to be like a truck, kind of like a crossover, like a van, like minivan SUV truck type thing. it's, you know, who knows what Tesla's take on that category of car is going to be. I mean, they came out with, you know, a soccer mom SUV that had eagle wing doors on it. So, you know, they might do something wacky with their variation of a truck, but I would not expect to see a whole lot on the Y anytime soon. The focus in the next few years is probably going to be on this entry level, this Model 3 sedan.